And then James said God 17 times, if not one time, is he talking about Jesus? Hey, you can check that just in a few minutes. Look at the book of James and count 17 times that James said God, and there's not one time he's talking about Jesus. It's always the Father. God is the eternal. Jesus never claimed to be eternal. He was made of a woman, not made before the woman. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. As I said in one of the lessons that some of you have on CD, if God can die, we're in a lot worse shape than we thought we were. Right. God can die. His virgin-born son died. In the 34th chapter of Ezekiel, it's another promise of the Messiah, just like God gave to Moses in Deuteronomy 18 and 18. In the 34th chapter, God has a charge against the shepherds, the leaders of Israel. And in essence, he's saying they've abused the flock. They've scattered the sheep. They've not fed the flock. So God is talking about a problem with the shepherds and their mishandling of Israel. 34:7, therefore ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, saith the Lord God, surely because my flock became a prey, and my flock became meat to every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd. Neither did my shepherds search out my flock, but the shepherds fed themselves and fed not my flock. Verse 23. And I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them, even my servant David. Now, does anybody here believe that God was going to resurrect David and let him be the Messiah or the shepherd over Israel? No, he's talking about David's greatest son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus, thou son of David, Bartimaeus said, have mercy on me, my servant David, and he shall feed them, because Jesus was of the house of David. And the name Jesus was not revealed in the Old Testament, so God is referring to him as David. He shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd, and I, the Lord, will be their God. And my servant David, a prince among them, I, the Lord, have spoken it. So the Lord God said, what am I going to do about this? Am I going to go down and be their shepherd? No. I'm going to raise up my servant David, which is the Lord Jesus Christ of the house of David. And I, the Lord, will be their God. And my servant David, a prince among them. He's going to be the shepherd, I'm going to be their God. See, Paul said in Philippians 4:19, let's just wind up with this. Who was Paul's God? He saw Jesus on the Damascus Road. Straightway he went to the synagogue and preached that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Out of 513 times that he referred to God in the 13 epistles, not one time can you prove that he was talking about Jesus. It was always the Father. Ephesians 1:3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus can't be the supreme God and have a God at the same time.
Amen.
He can't do it. He's either God or the Son of God. Christianity can't have it both ways. To be the Son of God, when you say that, you automatically say it, he's not God. He's the Son of God. And so Paul said, Philippians 4:19, but my God, who's he thinking about? But my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He didn't say my God is Christ Jesus. He said my God is going to do this by Christ Jesus. And then he explains it in verse 20 who he's thinking about. He says, now unto God and our Father. So he's talking about the Father. To God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. So you can't say that Paul's God was Jesus, because he's not talking about Jesus when he refers to his God. Study that verse closely. Who was Paul's God? Yes, Jesus was his Savior, his Redeemer, his Messiah. Please don't go out of here and feel like that in any way this understanding diminishes the Lord Jesus Christ. Since I came to the understanding that he condemned sin in the flesh, that he didn't have some godhood that he could escape into when the going got rough.
Yeah.
He felt every lash of that whip.
Yeah.
He felt the nails in his hands. He felt the thorns when they pressed down on his brow. He condemned sin in the flesh. I love the Lord Jesus Christ more. I've appreciated what he did for me more. He's the Lamb of God. John said he's the Lamb of God, taking away the sin of the world. If you don't make him the Lamb, he loses his ability to redeem. Because it's the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. It was prophesied in the Old Testament, Isaiah 11:2. He'll walk in the fear of the Lord his God. In Micah 5:4, it speaks of the Lord his God. And then Peter spoke of Jesus God, 1 Peter 1:3. Paul spoke of Jesus God, Ephesians 1:3. Jesus has a God. We will wind up at this verse. LaBrisca said this is a subject without an end. Revelation 3:12. Jesus is in heaven with the Father. Been with the Father some 60 years. But he said, he that overcometh, I make him a pillar in the temple of my God. And he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. Jesus cannot be the Most High God and have a God himself. He's in heaven with the Father. And he's referring 4 times in one verse to God the Father as my God. So Jesus God is my God. I love the Lord Jesus Christ. But I have fallen in love with the Father. Jesus said the greatest commandment is, hear, O Israel. Listen. Don't put it up because I already told him it's the last one. Deuteronomy 6:4. Listen, Israel. The Lord our God is one Lord. God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God. Then Jesus took that as his creed in Mark 12:29. Don't put it up. Jesus quoted it. He quoted it. Exactly. Hear, O Israel. And Jesus answered him, this is the greatest commandment, answered him, the first of all the commandments. In other words, the first in importance. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Verse 30, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength. This is the first commandment, the primary commandment. So I know people that are worried about the fourth commandment. They haven't got the first one yet. They haven't got the greatest. So let's put these sessions are about to try to get people to fall in love with God the Father. I looked it up the other day, and when John said in 1 John, we love him because he first loved us. And I checked that, and it's talking about God the Father. Yes, thank God for the love of Jesus Christ. Jesus loved the church, Paul said, and gave himself for it. So thank God for the love of Jesus. But we love God because he first loved us and sent his Son to die for our sins. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Give the Lord a hand.